The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 21 October 2020. Joining us is Steve Elkins. Steve, thanks for doing the program for me Monday.
Not a problem. It's a good show.
And good show. If you do say so yourself.
I do.
Okay. I didn't have a chance to listen to
it. I do rate myself. I write down what I talk about, and I give myself a review. And it's not five star, but I was very pleased with the show.
Well,
very good show.
Well, in your non-magnanimity, that was, yeah, okay. I'll buy that. So how'd you do? 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest. How'd you do?
Oh, I go on a 5-star.
We got Trumpism.
And actually go with the decimal pointer.
We got a Trumpism going on out here. One News Now projecting a little bit. In home stretch, Trump drawing crowds as polls predict Biden. Gee, haven't we seen that before?
Yeah.
Amid the pre-election day clamor of poll numbers, electoral projections, competing ads, and counter-punching pundits, there's a on-the-ground fight to get more voters to the polls. And what I suspected, what I said last hour, I had just opened this up to read it. According to the Associated Press, the Biden campaign is leading in polling and campaign cash in the final stretch, but the AP also reports grassroots Republicans have outperformed Democrats. The reason I'm bringing this up, because in the first hour, Steve, I mentioned that... you know, Joe Biden's got double, maybe even triple the money for ad campaigns and whatever else. He's still hiding in mama's basement, staying capped, as he called it. This is an election by smoke and mirrors only. Worse than in 2016, because they were convinced in 2016 that they actually had gotten the election without the votes actually being counted. And what a surprise. And I've seen as many as 376-plus electoral votes going to Donald Trump. I've seen the maps. All but a few states have gone pretty much red. Very few blue states out there in the predictions. And the story advises, Steve, in Florida, Republicans netted 146,644 voters over Democrats since the pandemic hit in March, leaving Democrats with their smallest overall lead in party registration since the state began tracking them in 1972. In Pennsylvania, which Trump won with 44,000 votes in 2016, GOP added 103,171 more voters since November than Democrats did. And everybody's playing this, let's hide it's the three-card Monty, basically, is what it is. I've got one individual in the neighborhood that I live in has Biden era signs out in front of their house. And I drove by and I looked at him, and I, without talking to him, Steve, I don't know what it is. They say you can't judge a book by its cover. That's not necessarily true. That's not true. I look at this young couple, and they look like hippies from the 60s. And I can almost bet my bottom dollar they're from California. but nobody is stealing their yard signs. Nobody is standing out in the street calling them names. Nobody is confronting them. It's like almost like they're here, but they don't really exist, if you know what I mean. They're
well, you know,
displaced.
The Democrats are making the same mistake they did in 2016 when they announced that Hillary was so far ahead, John. I think that infuriated the mass majority of Republicans. You know, like, there's a silent majority right now. People are not coming out and saying, yes, I'm a Republican because of the cancellation, and I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, and I'm not going to put a sign in my yard. But I think the numbers are there. I think it's I think there's going to be a big blowout here. But the thing in 2016, what happened was they were using this way ahead, Hillary's way ahead of Donald Trump, in a fashion that would say, well, it's all over. Why waste my time to go vote? And instead, what it did was spur voters to get out there and vote in mass quantity. And that's why we had the big numbers in 2016. They're making the same mistake they did last time in 2016.
Well, you trying to tell me that they don't learn by their mistakes, or they're working another agenda where it doesn't matter what happened in 2016?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, let's you know, the old saying, seeing is believing, and I do believe that seeing is believing. Look at the rallies. Trump pulls the numbers. He pulls the numbers. See Biden. He doesn't pull the numbers. He's relying on staff to fill in to look like there's a crowd there whatsoever. It can't possibly be that way. If you can't pull a crowd on a rally, you're not ahead.
It's not a rally. It's I showed up and nobody else did. That's not a rally. That's an embarrassment.
Joe Biden threw a party and nobody came.
That's right. The story goes on the quote, Democratic officials downplaying the GOP gains as cherry-picking registration drives. But they also admitted the GOP has not allowed the pandemic to stop re-election effort for Donald Trump, which, by the way, is going to be Joe Biden's talking points tomorrow on how much of a responsibility Trump has to have in the 226 or 27,000 now dead Americans. Yeah. So that's going to be his piece tomorrow. And if I were Trump, they've set this political mine. And he's been dancing all around this thing, and he dare not go too close to it because he himself, I mean, out of what White House did Fauci and Birx come from? Well, thank you, Mr. Pence, for bringing these guys in and not even announcing that, this is the COVID-19 official White House task force. And that's when you heard Donald Trump mumble, gee, I wish somebody would have told me. Now, some people took that, Steve, that he's not in total command of his White House, but I don't think it's that's the case. I've always looked at Mike Pence as being one of those establishment politicians. Even though he comes across as a gentle-natured person, I look into those eyes, and I remember what my mama said. If they look like two piss holes in the snow, Johnny, stay away from that individual. And that's how I see this man. Politicians are very polished. They're very careful in their presentation, how they present themselves, what avenue they don't go down, what bait they won't bite on and so forth. It's the old political shtick game in this country, and it's been going on since politics have been going on in this country. But Donald Trump, that's his one weak point in this. Even though that he's done his own signaling, let's call it, from the White House, by not wearing masks, by going to his rallies, by doing all the things that he does, he's been signaling. And if the people have the eyes to see it, the message is clear. If you're a little confused or you're working on the other side, well, you don't see it as such. But, Steve, it's going to be Gary Bauer over at American Values. Wasn't Gary Bauer, the Christian Coalition? I forget what organization he had before.
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah, but I think he was on the downfall as he fell off the stage doing a pancake thing. Gary's back, okay? He said, I would take the big crowds because that means you've got volunteers. You got people that really care enough to get out, particularly during a pandemic, and support you. In the key state of Florida, where Trump and Biden are polling evenly, a whopping 20,000 automobiles lined up on October 10th in Miami for a Latinos for Trump caravan that was organized by a fiercely anti-communist Cuban community. And let me ask the obvious question. If these are Cubans and their original home was Cuba under Fidel Castro, do you think they don't know what communism looks like?
That's right.
And it was probably more. I mean, of course, this is the AP reporting this. It's been said that there was 30,000 plus. We've got flotillas that people are jumping on their boats and riding around with Trump signs. I've never seen anything like this. This is generally reserved for, you know, the caucuses and whatever else, or the Republican National Convention, the Democrat National. Everybody wears their little party hats and all cheers for the new king and whatever else. That's not like this. I have never seen anything like this. I thought I'd seen it all.
It's going to be hard to flip this one. They tried last time in 2016. It's going to be very hard. If you get the mass turnout, as I think it's going to happen, I think it's going to be very hard to flip this and steal us. It's going to be very hard. Not that they won't try.
I was just going to say that. Not that they're going to give up, because they're not going to give up after the election, and I wouldn't care if Donald Trump got all but two electoral votes.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to these creatures. When did you hear the screaming Mimi I played last hour?
I did. That was a snowflake going off. Yeah, I heard that. That was amazing.
Now I've heard.
I'll make a prediction right here off the bat. Donald Trump gets in for a second term, and I thought that the Republicans, because he's going to be a lame duck president, he can pretty much do whatever he wants because he's not going to get reelected again anyway for a third term. But that doesn't mean that the mainstream media and these people are going to stop hounding him. I think they're going to continue to hound him. And I would not be surprised we get a second impeachment on Donald Trump in the second term. I'm willing to bet this happens.
Well, there's another gentleman out there, the Trafalgar Group. His name is Bob Cahaly. I think that's C-A-H-A-L-Y. He predicted Trump's electoral vote count in the high 270s at a minimum. With 2 weeks left, and it's actually less than 2 weeks now, 35 million Americans have already voted, and most polls showing Joe Biden leading President Trump. The Trafalgar Group chief, pollster Robert Cahaly, told Hannity Tuesday the incumbent is likely to be reelected. Now, he's done this before. He's predicted elections with very high accuracy. He said, I see the president winning with a minimal electoral vote count in the high 270s and possibly going up significantly higher based on just how big this undercurrent is. The Georgia-based Trafalgar Group drew national attention in 2016 as one of the few pollsters showing Trump leading in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan. And on the eve of voting day, Trump swept all three states en route to a stunning win over Hillary Clinton. Now this year, Cahaly said that he was not even going to try to predict when the results will be finalized due to the large amount of mail-in balloting necessitated by the coronavirus pandemic. However, the chief pollster predicted that Trump will hold Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, and Georgia, all states where most polls show a statistic dead heat or even a slight Biden lead. And he goes on to say, what we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that there are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions readily. Right. These people are more hesitant to participate in polls. So if you're not compensating for this, you're not going to get honest answers.
I have never been polled, John. Have you ever been called and polled?
Down here in Texas, the local Democrats and the local Republicans are doing a lot of phone polls.
No, I've never had one.
Yeah, and some of these are coming in, the identifier on your phone, it's coming in as a personal name. It's not coming in as a business or a pollster outfit or anything else. It's coming under a private name, so you don't know the person that's calling you, and we're curious creatures, so we click the button and go, hello, and to find out that it might be artificial intelligence. It's one of my favorite things to do when I get a phone call and I start hearing somebody talking without an exchange from me. I just ask the question, are you AI? And sometimes you'll hear a chuckle and then they'll continue. I go, no. Are you artificial intelligence? Are you a real person? Then you'll hear the phone go click. But yeah, in answer to your questions, I get a lot of those poll questions down here.
Yeah, never had that happen to me.
No, never. Well, did you ever get called?
You know, it's interesting. This last weekend, I drove around here where I live in Central, and I saw Biden signs, Harris signs in the yards, and I stopped and asked people, not to make an argument or just curious out of curiosity. I'm doing my own polling today. And give me the selling points of why I should vote for Biden and Harris. And almost everybody I talked to, John, said the same thing. It was a fear campaign, basically fear of voting against Donald Trump and voting for Biden. The fear that the Obamacare, evidently people are relying on this, and they're worried that it's going to disappear. And I thought to myself, well, it's really a bad deal anyway. So what about the possibility of getting something better, you know? That was their fear. That's why they were voting for Biden and Harris, Obamacare.
Well, and the news is that the person that Trump put up for the Supreme Court, Mitch McConnell, came out today and said, we have the votes. Actual Senate vote will take place Monday. And they've already confirmed they've got enough for her confirmation.
Good.
So we're to believe here, Steve, though, that we're going to have a split here. And it's going to be 6 conservative justices versus 3 liberal justices. Now, I don't know if you believe that or not. I certainly don't. They're just maybe not abject, in-your-face socialist or communist.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very interesting.
I thought we agreed that Justice Roberts was a conservative. Was he not a conservative, at least selling himself as a conservative, John?
Oh, he sold himself as a conservative.
Yeah, but he turned out not to be a conservative.
But isn't this the guy that offered the opinion, John Roberts, on Obamacare? When the Supreme Court, he had the majority of opinion that said that, well, this is laying and collecting of taxes, which Congress has the right and the constitutional ability to do. So, therefore, a mandated health care is within the purview of our elected politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he really fooled us. That 1-hour visit with Obama at the time, he was against it, then turned down and did a flip-flop there and decided to go for it. Be nice to know. It'd be the fly on the wall to find out what happened there in that conversation.
Well, and I'm still trying to figure out a way. I mean, I understand that it's the President of the United States that recommends seats for the Supreme Court. I get that. But how do you break this thing that these people come in with a political ideology? Now, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind a justice sitting on the Supreme Court that is not going to be a reinterpreter, or let's ignore the Constitution. Let's put on our stately little black robes and try to convince you what we're telling you is the way it ought to be. But why do they come in with political ideologies, and don't you pay attention to that? And isn't that part of you when you sit your little keister down in the Supreme Court seat? It's human nature. But why do we still, what does politics have to do with the Constitution of the United States of America is my question. It's one we'll be asking for many years to come, I'm sure. Steve Elkins down in Florida, coming to you from the heart of Texas, folks, down here in Central Texas. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins, I'm John Stadtmiller. We'll return right after this break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
Now,
no, we're never gonna survive.
Do you think if we're going to survive, we have to get a little crazy? I got news for him. I got news for him, Steve. I'm already there. Yeah. I'm already there.
Yeah.
Who do you got there, Mikey? Okay. We're doing something different here to try to hold down the expenses of the network because it's in a couple of weeks it's going to dramatically increase. That's callership to the network. And what we've done is we still have the old 800 number, and those are for the ones that are, let's say, time on phone challenged, okay? Just about every phone company is now telling you, Steve, that they have unlimited minutes for you, and for the people who listen to the show on their iPhones or their Blackberries or Sam, do they even still make Blackberries? Haven't seen an advertisement for a BlackBerry in a very long time. I don't even know if they still exist, or they've probably been bought out by the competition. At any rate, we still have the 800-313-9443 number, but people have unlimited call time, so we're asking them to use the local exchange, and that's 512-248-8252. Now, if you want to call the office and... generally, that's the number we give out. We used to give out the 800-724-2719 number, which still works, by the way. But we're directing those calls to local exchange at 512-246-9549. So make a note of that, and we'll keep announcing it until, but what I'm being told here, Mikey, is this accurate? 60-70% of the people are actually using the local exchange number now, which is going to help us in the long run. It's because the phone company, after 4.5 years, decided to review our usage time at Vonage, and they discovered something horrible. Like 60,000 minutes a month are coming into our call-in lines. So they had to try to convince me that, well, we're going to triple your cost or at least going to double it, or if you don't like those two options, you have the freedom to go choose somebody else. Well, we worked something out here. And we had already thought of this way ahead of what Vonage did. And she used those local exchange lines. All of our phone lines are through Vonage. And aside from this glitch in the billing and, you know, we've been doing this for 4.5 years and you're just now noticing kind of thing, we've come to amicable terms. And we're going to continue to use Vonage because, quite frankly, it's a good system. I was leery of it, you know, cloud-based phones. Give me that copper wire nailed to telephone poles. I'm an old gearhead here. Well, it seems to be working and working quite nicely. And the expense of the phone, Steve, I mean, we were getting eaten alive. Some months it was $2,000, some months $2,500, some months over $3,000 in long distance. And I didn't want to do away with that because, well, I wanted people to opine. But as the cloud builds and the capabilities and everything else, we're with the times now, begrudgingly. I'm still the guy that likes the copper wire nailed to telephone poles, but that's just me. But we're trying this out, and it's being effective. So, again, call-in number 512-248-8252, and the other toll-free number that we used to use, the 800-724-2719. You can now call that local exchange at 512-246-9549. And if somebody would like to test that out, do they have to hit an extension, Mike, or does it? It goes to the greeting? Okay, the 512-246-9549. But how do they get to that extension? Just by pressing 3? Okay, same as it was with the 800. Okay, somebody try it out and make a donation today. 512-246-9549, extension 3. You'll hear the greeting, pre-recorded greeting, which, by the way, is Tom's voice. He did such a good job, I decided to leave it there. People hear enough of my voice as it is. Stephen.
Yes, sir.
We've been working on a little T-shirt operation. How's that going?
Yes. I announced it on Monday. Meeting my guy this week to get the demo shirt to see how that looks, and if it meets my specifications, I will put the order through, and you will get them as soon as I get them.
Can you snap me a picture and text that over to me?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I just want to make sure everything looks that fine. He's got a computer, and he's doing all the graphics on it and everything. So as long as it turns out the way I like it, I think it will. I'll definitely take a picture and send it over.
All right.
You didn't believe me on that story about my first T-shirt guy, did you?
I didn't doubt you, but now that you're mentioning it, okay, I doubt you. Why should I have doubted you? He died.
Towards the light.
What are you going to do, fake somebody's death?
No, I know. It was so close. We were right there, and I didn't know he was that sick. And next thing Michelle comes home and says, hey, our T-shirt guy, he passed away.
Not from COVID-19, I hope.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. By the way.
They probably labeled it that way.
By the way, you're a nurse. I've asked this question of people who've called in. Do you know of anybody that actually died from this flu?
No.
Yeah, nope. You're a nurse.
I do not. Not one.
Jeez. Not one. Scandemic 2020. Well, they're going to have a lot to answer for. And again, folks, once Trump gets reelected, it's time for us to go to work.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
In case you're just joining us this hour, ladies and gentlemen, I played a clip last hour, and this is a set of twins. I would put them probably around 30-ish. And they call themselves the Hodge Twins. And their official website is officialhodgetwins.com. Hodge, I'm assuming, is their name. H-O-D-G-E. And everybody's got a Twitter account now, or Facebook, or they've got, they're doing their own podcast. This was extremely funny, and thank you guys. Two black Americans in their 30s. One appears to be married, while the brother is not, the twin. But that's okay. There's still time. This is the people that we want to procreate that can actually teach their children something. At any rate, here's the meltdown and the explanation I've been looking more for. I just caught Tucker Carlson the other day calling our country a democracy. You folks out there, why don't you send him some hashtags? Tell him to get off of this stupid, planned ignorance meme that he's on. At any rate, here's the clip talking about the viral meltdown by the libtard.
You was a piece of work in kindergarten. I was the nice twin. But anyway, like I was saying, I've never seen like conservatives have a mental break like this on social media just to prove that point, to prove.
Yeah.
But anyway, so y'all have some context what the hell going on. Check this woman out.
Fine. Listen to me, Republicans. Listen. You are the people in history they warned us about.
Wow.
They warned us about people like you. Pay attention.
Jeez.
We're losing our democracy.
Good.
Wake up.
I am.
Wake up.
Jeez.
Nova.
Now,
full gym in your
okay,
hands.
We've got the. Thank you. Hold on. Go ahead and kick it back up. Yeah, it's the wonderful ads we keep getting here. No,
yeah, it's funny that there was no profanity. I'm really surprised there wasn't an F-bomb anywhere in there and just some really crazy screaming.
Well, and this is where I went, uh-oh, here it comes. I thought the Hodge twins were going to break my heart, but they made it sing.
Man. That woman is
John,
dangerous.
I've got a question.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
You lost your damn mind. That's what you lost. But you got brain cells and democracy confused. You lost your damn mind, woman. Look here. Actually, that's how democracies work.
Yeah.
Right? Just because the vote doesn't go your way doesn't mean we're losing our democracy. But that's how pure democracies work. Thank God this is a constitutional republic.
Yeah, we're not a pure democracy.
Yeah, if this wasn't a constitutional republic in this country, women like this, she would have already ruined this damn country.
Yeah, if we didn't have a constitutional republic, the Electoral College, three major cities would determine our elections. Everybody in these rural country towns, the Midwest, y'all's votes would not matter.
Yeah,
they call them flyover states, Steve. Steve.
All right, you ready for my question?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't quite. You're not irritated with me, are you? Because I wasn't done with the clip.
I just got a question. I just want to see what you think about this here. And you've been talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, and I've been talking about it. Mike's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. Is Hunter Biden's laptop our October surprise? And the reason I ask is because the FBI had this laptop since December 2019. Which is really surprising because the FBI has been very rogue in the past with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and definitely working against Donald Trump. For some reason now, this is all released and they had it since December of 2019. So I just want your opinion on that.
Well, when I saw Christopher Wray being appointed, once Comey was jerked out of his seat, I knew, you know, and we had the same old verbiage, okay, let's change a few things at the top. And this is not representative of the FBI. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because the leadership of any organization, I don't care if it's a government organization, I don't care if it's a corporation, whatever the case may be, what is going to be mirrored is the position that the CEO or the boss takes, okay? And the FBI, we've had problems with these people over the years. And it's over the issue of their federalism, them busting in the states, trying to enforce unconstitutional federal laws. You know, kind of law enforcement at the point of the gun, either submit or you die kind of deal. And we've seen this repeatedly, year after David Koresh. The guy out in, Randy Weaver. We've seen this over and over and over again. And we were led to believe, Steve, that if we just change the top command of the FBI, there are good people that work for the FBI, and all is going to be well. I questioned that right out of the chute when Christopher Wray became the boss of the FBI. I think, in answer to your question, I think you have your answer. They had that hard drive for over a year and did absolutely nothing with it. Nothing. Giuliani has to come in and start spreading the stuff around and making some headway. You're not going to see this discussed on the networks. You're just not going to see it. It's not going to be there because they're in denial. If they ignore it long enough, let's just get the race over. They're still planning on Uncle Joe getting elected. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
So you think Donald Trump will do anything to reorganize or dismantle the FBI in the second term or not?
I hope to God he does.
Me too.
And the CIA as well. I mean, my God, in heaven. If we open up the operations of the CIA and all their, oh God, all their shenanigans and murders and killings and the CIA could not stand public scrutiny, and the people would be screaming for them to be disbanded. But see, these are the golden calves we never touch, because this is part of the federal system. This is I'm in denial land. That, oh, well, you know, we can't have the people losing the faith in the federal government. I got news for you. For those that woke up that were not a democracy, that were a constitutionally limited republic, and start checking the boxes of how many different ways that you have assaulted and ignored the aforementioned, we're ahead of you on that one. You know, and this, Steve, people don't give this enough credence. This is why everybody wigged out when Donald Trump, including the establishment Republicans, when Donald Trump started running for the presidency in 2015, and then 2016 he gets elected. It freaked a lot of people out. The establishment Republican Party, which are the neocons. The Democrats, well, they wanted their dream team. They wanted Hillary in there. You know, after 8 years of Obama, let the It Takes the Village idiot come in and take control. This was supposed to be a transition from our form of government into their brand new democracy. And there was political interruptus that happened. And it upset a lot of people.
I think it shows, I think it also shows that the American public at that time were not happy with politicians in general and Obama. And
haven't been for years.
They probably just... Yeah, they just, you know, thought about taking a chance on something new, you know, something fresh. Somebody who wasn't in a loop with politics, who wasn't under, you know, under control of somebody else, right. A corporation. Give it a shot. You got nothing to lose. Or you get the same thing you've had before in the past, a politician that's controlled. So that's the way I saw it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, phones are starting to ring. Let me go to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yeah, hello, guys. Boy, that clip was really bizarre. It's hard to imagine there's psychopaths out there like this. I hope the listeners know what to do if these psychopaths should show up on their property.
Well,
they sound pretty threatening and pretty violent. You mentioned Waco, and you mentioned Ruby Ridge.
Yes.
I have one question. Wasn't Barr head of the department back then during those two incidents?
I believe he was in the Justice Department at the time.
Okay, yeah. Then I rest my case, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Chance.
He was. Yep.
And again, you know, Trump is dancing in a political minefield. Let's see if Mr. Barr is still Attorney General after the second term of Donald Trump. I've got a funny feeling that he won't be there. But I could be wrong.
Possible.
Yeah, but again, possible. You know, what's Barr representative of? It's, you know, some people like to call it the deep state. No, it's the administrative way of doing business, and there are no boxes to be checked, thou shalt not. Everything is, it's kind of like the song says, everything in Jersey is legal until just don't get caught. You know, that's the mindset. James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Good.
That clip was a real eye-opener there, you're playing. And Chance just stole my thunder a bit, but it would be something like this. Mother, you better not hand me the Winchester. You better hand me the .06.
Well, and Chance brought this up, and you just did as well, and I've got news for people here. Confrontation is what they're banking on. And I want to be clear about this. I don't want any misgivings. Well, what the hell is John talking about today? My God, I've listened to this guy for 30 years. Has he gone off his rocker? No, he hasn't, because it takes two to tango. It takes two to dance. We're not going to give him the violence. Yeah. And I've got this funny feeling that Trump is in a second presidency is going to send in the National Guard. He's not going to wait. He's going to, and this is going to be a constitutional issue as well, because it's usually up to the states. But what do you do when the states have gone rogue and they're no longer following the Fed Constitution or even their own state constitution? Something's got to be done. You just don't leave it in a legal limbo and go, oh, well, I guess that's the way it is. No, these are still acts that are illegal. Many people consider them to be immoral and certainly unconstitutional. And there's no arguing that the expression of your opinion is constitutionally protected. I would have loved to have seen Black Lives Matter marching around without burning or killing anybody. But here's the thing, James. Here's the thing. We have got to be really cool about this in reserve and not respond and add fuel to the fire they're trying to build to burn our house down.
No, I get that. What happened up here was I was talking to a guy who was he knew a lot of the street people up here in Canada where I am at right now, and he said, well, you know, there's guys going into people's yards and taking things. And he said because of this COVID thing, well, they're afraid to come out or they won't call the police or the police won't do nothing. So people were stealing out of other people's yards. I said, yeah, you try that down in the States. I said, you can get yourself shot if they're on your property.
Yeah, but okay, but here again, okay, but James, listen to what you're saying. Okay, yep. you're up in Canada. Were you born yep. in Canada?
Well, I was born in Canada, but I was raised in America.
Okay, for how long?
Sorry?
For how long? For how long?
We're like 25 years.
Okay. So you got a flavor of the good old USA and what we're about down here. Not everything, James, relies on our Second Amendment that we have to.
Right.
And people down here realize, you know, they have fun with this. I've seen countless videos where people are sabotaging their yard signs. They're having fun with it. They're chasing them off, which is the preferred thing before they steal all your signs. You got to go get more signs and stick more signs in your yard. People down here realize that this is politics and it's not worth killing somebody over.
No, that wasn't my point exactly.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get a message across here. And for the militias out there or the ones that are claiming to be militias, stand the hell down.
No, I wasn't trying to incite. I apologize.
No. I'm just making the point clear here.
Right. But there have been problems where I see people are using gun violence against people who would support Donald Trump. I think that's not right. And if police aren't doing anything, you know,
it's a case by case basis.
Yes.
I would agree. Look, the state doesn't have the right to say yes or no to your life, okay? It is your life.
Right.
You live it the way you see fit. You're entitled in this country. If you're born in this country, you've got the entitlement to live a life as a free individual and die as such. But with these people, you know, the violence is starting to get a little bit out of hand. This is why I'm saying that those with the arms need to stand down, because this is exactly what they want. They want street fights. They want blood in the streets. And there'll be enough of that. That is always the last resort. The taking of human lives is always the last resort. But it's one that we take quite seriously. And to demonstrate that, we have the largest armed populace of anybody on this planet. And when need be, we will use our right to defend ourselves and our family and our property and our country, if necessary, internally. But that is the action of last resort. And it's meant to be the final answer to the question that's being posed to us. Are you going to go quietly? Well, politically, we can still stir it up. We can change a lot of people's minds. There is still time on that political clock left until there is no time, and we'll know when that time is.
Okay, just let me say, I grew up in the Dakotas and Montana, just to give you an idea where I did my growing up in the States.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great aunt down in California. I was there for a while. But my family's out in Nebraska. But my second home was actually a place called Williston, North Dakota. Okay? And the people there, you know, they're good people, right? But they're not pushovers, if you know what I mean.
No, and these, and I referred to it, there's been a political statement made that is stuck. It's the flyover state. And that is a statement that's made to deride or minimize, you know, places like you just mentioned, that the real power is in the populous metropolitan east-west coast deal. No, it's not. That just happens to be where a large body of people have amassed.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, appreciate your show, and I'm using your 512 number, and it's coming in real clear. It's better than the 800 number.
Well, good. So, I greatly appreciate that, James. Greatly appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John and Steve. I just wanted to jump in on a concern you brought up about federal authorities stepping into the states and the counties. And I don't believe that's any solution whatsoever. But if you look at the real situation, is the cities where all these protests are going on are allowing it to happen. It's not that these people are taking over the town and running mad. It's a controlled uprising, I suppose, a controlled attack or trespass. But it's controlled. It has nothing to do with a gang of mad people running rampant throughout the world or the city or going crazy. This is allowed to happen. And to bring federal troops in, we've seen what Lincoln did with that. He also tore down every governor and every paper and every legislature in the northern states. They arrested everybody and then enslaved every troop in the north. You either fight for us or we'll shoot you. So a federal answer or authority stepping in is the worst thing we could possibly have, I think.
Okay, so let me ask you the question then, Mark. If this starts to happen in the states and the liberals want it to happen, are you going to subject the rest of the people in those respective states to be...
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's up to the sheriff, it's up to the county commissions, it's up to them to step up and the people. The federal government belongs nowhere in the states at all, ever.
Okay, so this going to involve groups of individuals and militia if it gets violent? Are they expected to pick up arms, hit the streets to restore order?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You have a duty to your neighborhood, then to your city, then to your county. And you have a sheriff, you have county commissioners, and riots are going on.
Okay, but Mark, again, you know, it's one thing in practicality. That's what I'm trying, the scenario I'm trying to offer you. What if the county sheriff is compromised? What if the governor is compromised? Your county sheriff is compromised. He will not stand up and do his duty. Now, do we have time during this little exercise to have a recall of the sheriff, to vote him out, vote another guy in? Do we tell the rioters and looters and the burners and the baby rapers and the mother rapers out there, well, hold on, we got to replace this guy. Okay, we can resume the fight after we get this guy in office. Practically speaking, Mark.
Yes, because there will eventually be a wall, and the wall isn't the federal government. And an example of bad federal government is in the Philippines, if you ain't wearing a mask, they put a bullet in your head.
No, I understand.
That's a federal government solution.
I understand.
And that's what we would have. That's the same thing we would have. You do not bring the federal troops in to any state for any reason. They don't belong there now. I mean, we're still overruled because of the Civil War. We're still not free. We still don't have states that are nation states. They are the subdivisions of the District of Columbia. And the people got to learn that they're electing retards, liars, and thieves.
You know,
the people.
Yeah, go ahead.
The, if the people can't figure that out, then they get what they get, and eventually the good will come back in. But you do not bring a dictatorship in that takes over everything. It's like having the IRS. You might as well hire the IRS.
But you're throwing general terms. I'm not talking about dictatorship here. This is, and I appreciate what you're saying in a scenario that you're laying out. I'm just throwing things out there that I know are going to happen. And, okay, so if that's the way it is and it's up to the people and the individual, what if the individuals in that state lose that fight? Do you allow the communist, socialist, and the demonites out there to take over?
So that's what we have now. I mean, that's why these things are happening.
Mark, you're dancing around my – you know where I'm going with this, and you're dancing around it.
I'm answering your question, John. That is what they have. They do have the communists right now. That's why it's happening.
Okay, and I'm saying if we're to have a country with all 50 states intact, which state are you willing to let go? Is it going to be Hawaii? Is it going to be California? Is it going to be New York? Which state are you precluding from the union? Are we willing to cede the ground? Once the enemy is already on the ground. But once they seize the territory, do you allow them to keep it, is my question.
Well, that's up to the people of the individual states to decide itself.
Okay.
The state, there's no necessity that every state had to stay. We've seen what happened when every state had to stay. They removed every person out and brought in the carpetbaggers. This is madness to think that Washington, D.C. or Donald Trump is so intelligent that he can just take care of everybody. It's a madness. Think back to Athens, Tennessee. The people came back and took their city back, their county back, because of the corrupt government.
But that was just a bunch of local yokels at a cop shop.
It's okay. That's all it is in Portland, a couple local yokels at the city council. It's just a couple local yokels.
I don't think people realize politically what has happened to Washington and Oregon and California. We talk descriptively about it every single day, but I don't think people understand that the philosophy and the political ideology has swung and they're now the socialist communist. I mean, my God.
Well, John, that's because the people have grown fat and lazy, and they don't realize. But they'll have to wake up really fast.
Okay.
But you got to let them do it. You got to let them do it. You can't bring in Stalin to fix it.
All right. Okay. Steve, where are you at on this? I don't know, man.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I concur.
Okay. I'm gonna leave you on that soft note right there. All right.
Catch me if you can. I concur.
Catch me if I can. I can neither confirm nor deny. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me today.
Got it.
All righty. And thank you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.
We must take America back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.